Nina from Argentina knew all the answers, although her relatives and friends were perfect dancers. She swore she'd never dance a step until she died. She said, I've seen too many movies, and all they prove is too idiotic. They all insist that South America's exotic, whereas it couldn't be more boring if it tried. She added firmly that she hated the sound of soft guitars beside a still lagoon. She also positively stated that she could not abide a southern moon. She said, I hate to be pedantic, but it drives me nearly frantic when I see that unromantic, sycophantic lot of sluts forever wriggling their guts. It drives me absolutely nuts. She refused to begin the begin when they requested it, and she made an embarrassing scene if anyone suggested it, for she detested it. Though no one ever could be keener than little Nina on quite a number of very eligible men who did the rumba, when they proposed to her, she simply left them flat. She said that love should be impulsive, but not convulsive, and syncopation had a discouraging effect on procreation, and that she'd rather read a book, and that was that. She refused to begin the begin when they besought her to, and in language profane and obscene she cursed the man who taught her to. She cursed Cole Porter too. From this it's fairly clear that Nina, in her demeanor, was so offensive that when the hatred of her friends grew too intensive, she thought she'd better beat it while she had the chance. After some trial and tribulation, she reached the station and met a sailor who had acquired a wooden leg in Venezuela, and so she married him because he couldn't dance. The Shawley never could have been a more irritating girl than Nina. They never speak in Argentina of this degenerate bandina who had the luck to find romance, but resolutely wouldn't dance. She wouldn't dance. Hola!